Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
The clock on the wall is tolling. That means it's time for the Indie Circuit. Boy, I went back and listened to the Big Show 150, which should have been a gala of sorts, a celebration. I needed some coffee that week. Yikes. This is Show 151. My name is Mao. This is the world-famous Radio St. Pete exclusive Indie Circuit, show dedicated to bringing you, the Radio St. Pete listener, all kinds of awesome music, mostly from Japan, but sometimes from other places. And speaking of that, got a new band from Japan. It's called the Fuzuyama Surfers, and as the name might suggest, it's a surf band. You know my penchant for surf bands and love of such. Something funny. I don't know if anyone in your life or in your world uses the Fitbit. I don't know if that's a thing. It's like a fitness tracker thing, people wear, or tells you how much to walk and how many steps you've taken, calories consumed, and all that kind of stuff. Have you ever seen the panic of someone who isn't wearing their Fitbit and realizes they've thrown away all those steps? I mean, technically they've taken the steps, but they didn't. It wasn't recorded on the Fitbit. Oh my god! I can envision like anything else, I don't take things too seriously, but there's always herds of people and departments dedicated to caring so much about something, and I can just envision like a helpline where you call and you go like, oh my god, Fitbit, I wasn't wearing it for the first half hour when I woke up this morning, and then they'd be like, oh my god, code nine, and then like Fitbit, like they hit like an emergency sound, and they send you to a different department, and they're like, okay, now are you wearing it now? And they're like, yes, okay. How many steps did you take? And they'd make you like retrace, and they're like, do you have access to a ruler? And you can retrace your steps, and they'll like digitally add it back in the steps. That's the importance. And that's the importance of it. I think we've lost our mind with some of the digital stuff. But, whatever. Who am I to say? I'm lazy. I have been sticking to my New Year's resolution, though. I will say that. I've been eating much better, and I've been going to the gym almost every day, and starting to try to shed some of those pounds. Yikes. I was on the 5-pound-a-year plan for 100 years. I'm not 500 pounds. That's what happens, though. You get into a corporate lifestyle, and you just kind of sit and keep sitting. So I'm dedicated to breaking that. I've been doing pretty good so far. I mean, I know it's only like 10 days in, so, we'll see. But anyway, you didn't come here to hear about my life story or the Fitbit challenges. You came here for music, didn't you? Well, let's play some now.
Break! We are lazy!
Oh, behave. Yeah. Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Johnny, what can you make out of this?
This? Well, I could make a hat, or a brooch, or a pterodactyl.
Hey guys, come check out Two Dimension Comics, the comic book podcast with no direction.
We feature candid roundtable discussions about all things comics, past and present, with a killer soundtrack.
We like to include visuals of everything we talk about on the show. You can find that by going to bunchofdorks.com
and click on the Cyclops!
Now I swear, the next one of you primates even touches me. Yeah!
All right, on the other side of the break, that was the Fuzzyama Surfers. I played Alibaba, Fuzzyama Beat, Fuzzyama Wave, and Taco Wasabi. Mmm, wasabi, good stuff. I love wasabi. So yeah, and also that was a little bit of the bumper I dropped in. So professional sounding. If you go to bunchofdorks.com, there you're going to find three podcasts. The top one is called Slow Robot A Go Go, and that's a B-movie review that I do with a friend, Dr. Morbius. And then the middle one is a two-dimension podcast. I'm not on that one, but it's still okay to talk about it. You know, I don't shun other podcasts. And then the bottom one is kind of like this one, but a lot more cursing and hatred. It's called Bunch of Dorks. So yay for all of that. Oh, hey, and you can also, oh my God, while I'm shilling, yeesh. You can also make sure you go to Daddy-O's Screen Printing. That's a side business I got going on. I'm starting to do shirts. I'm trying to mostly focus on art posters and, you know, people make creating posters for people. But you know, that they give me. They I'm not the artist. They give me this stuff and I just do it. Screen printing is, boy, you're it's tough to stay away from the shirts. It's funny, but eh, whatever. I don't care. I'll do any. You know, I try to do any job. I have graphics training. I've been in graphics for 20 years now, so I know my way around a computer. Obviously, there's more talented than me. That's the funny thing about graphics. The graphics world is very, I don't want to say pretentious, but it's filled with, like, no matter how much you learn, you can always be like, oh, that's so 2017. I'm not that way. But oftentimes I hear it, and it makes me sad. But you know what doesn't make me sad? Music. Let's play some now, shall we?
There are only two things I can't stand in this world. People who are intolerant of other people's cultures, and the Dutch.
Just
don't worry, I can handle it. I took something. I can see things no one else can see. Why are you dressed like that?
Time is running out for the people of the Asylum of the Insane. Asylum of the Insane, where madness is the norm. Filmed in horoscope, see thrilling scenes in 3D. Three-dimensional terror jumps off the screen and into your lap. Obtain your free 3D blood shield glasses upon entering the theater. Rated GP, but not recommended for impressionable children. Asylum of the Insane, produced in Hollywood by maniacs.
Minnie me loves chocolate. Scotty do.
Well, I like chocolate fine. I just...
Scotty do.
Yeah, well, yeah, this is very familiar. Hang on, let me do what I do. Would you stop?
How about an hour?
How about a what?
How about an hour?
What are you...
How about an hour?
I don't even...
How about an hour?
Honestly, isn't this...
How about you do, ladies and gentlemen, Scotty do.
I hear those blues. what you know, whoa, on what to do. Oh yeah, you're alright. Oh yeah, you're alright. The way you love a man, you're alright. The way you hug a man, you're alright. The way you kiss a man, baby, 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 you're alright. Baby, 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 you're alright. Yeah, honey, you're alright. I wanna kiss a man, love me every night. Oh, 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 you're alright.
Mark! Yeah, Ing. Yeah, Bird. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mockingbird, don't everybody have you heard?
Have you heard?
She's gonna buy me a mockingbird. And if that mockingbird don't sing, she's gonna buy me a diamond ring.
Diamond ring.
And if that diamond ring don't shine.
Hey. Want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
So, go on.
Go on with what?
Well, are you going to sing a song or something, or can I just go back to work?
A song? Yeah. Anything for you, Dad. I'm here with my dad, and we never met. And he wants me to sing him a song. And I was adopted, but you didn't know I was born. So I'm here now. I found you, Daddy. And guess what? I love you. I love you. I love you.
Wow. That was weird.
All right, on the other side of the break, that was, of course, the Detroit Cobras. If you remember, I broke them show 150. They said, yes, please use your music. And I said, yes, I will. Thank you very much. That was off the Mink, Rat, or Rabbit album. I played Bad Girl, The Slum, Midnight Blues, and Who Knows What You Do. Very cool stuff. I'm going to do a little bit of a product review, even though I'm not getting paid to talk about it. You may or may not know if you listen to the show long enough, I do have a pretty extensive record collection. And I listen to them. I don't just like, oh, look at my great records like some people do. Some people like have them just as a collection. I just have them to play music. But it's in the thousands of records. So, like upkeep and making them, getting them nice and everything like that. Because I bought a pretty good record player, so it's always a challenge, you know, cleaning them and keeping them nice. Because if you care for a vinyl record, it lasts forever, you know. So finally, I made the plunge and bought this, what is it called, like the Spin Clean Record Cleaner? Let me make that sure, yeah. Spin Clean Record Maker. And it's this little yellow box, and it comes with, like, the brushes and the inserts and all that kind of stuff. And at first, I balked at the price, and I was like, oof, it's not cheap. I think it was, like, $80. And it's, you know, because it's like a piece of plastic, but it's not just a piece of plastic. It's a reservoir, and there's like the cleaners and the towels and these little rollers and all that kind of crap. And like I said, I was like, that's a lot of money. But then I was also, well, why not? Let's, you know, I have all these records. I want to keep the record player and the needle nice and everything like that. And so I used it for the first time. You know, each time you fill it and you put a couple drops, like three capfuls of the cleaner down on the brushes. And it's a neat little system. Like, so if you have records, I would definitely advise at least like watching. Of course, there's the YouTube videos of, oh, how to use a Spin Clean record cleaner. And you'll know it's the one I'm talking about because it's this bright yellow thing, whatever. And so I did the first 30 albums, and boy, it does work really well. The bottom was filthy, you know, and these are records I cleaned. It just was like, oof. So it really like kind of gets in there and cleans the grooves out, and it makes a big difference. I'm not like the record world is kind of weird. It's always been kind of weird, but now it like when it became really kind of hip to have records, then it got really weird. Like, you know, like the very snobbish or very like, there's a lot of really weird stuff. This Spin Clean thing has been around obviously forever. Not forever, for quite some time. I just discovered it and watched a couple of videos, and I was like, oh, this is a decent thing, because there's like record vacuums and machines that clean records. Everyone has their own like weird concoction that they're like, oh, this is the perfect balance of alcohol and water and blah, 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 blah. But this is kind of no fuss, no muss. Now, when you do a chunk of records, it's going to take you a little while. It's not, dedicate like an hour and a half to doing it. But it's kind of worth it. So, I don't know, if you like records, if you like playing records, which I do every morning, I try to, some days I cave and watch TV a little bit while I'm drinking coffee, but I try to wake up, you know, have some coffee. My coffee maker's always set to be on when I wake up, because I don't want to live a second without it. And I'll go get a cup of coffee, and then I'll just pull a record out of somewhere. I'll kind of peruse one of the sections and go, yep, this one. And I'll throw it on, and I'll listen to it while I'm kind of waking up and drinking coffee, and then and hit the road. So I would advise it. Check it out. If you are a record, if you're a vinyl head, check out the Spin Clean. Double thumbs up from me anyway. It worked great and does what it's supposed to.
Hey, bud. Let's party.
I'm a low line of honey.
Hey!
have clearance, Clarence.
Roger, Roger. What's our vector, Victor?
Howard radio clearance, over.
That's Clarence, over. Over.
Roger.
Alright, that was Lulu's Marble. I played Roadrunner, Ah So, Koi, Shiru, La La La, and Psych de Go Go Go. Love that band. It's the greatest band no one's ever heard of. Sadly, the singer passed away. Only made 3 albums, and boy, they were awesome. So yes, interesting story. I have a little S2000 Roadster. It's a Honda, but it's a nice little convertible, fast car. It's pretty nimble, pretty fast. Living in Florida with a convertible is pretty tough. I had gotten the convertible replaced, which was nice, and it should have lasted quite a few years. But it's out in the elements. I don't have any. I don't have it in the garage or anything like that. And it started getting like a small. I could see it was like kind of rubbing through. It was a small little like, I don't want to say a tear, but it was definitely getting rubbed through. And then a little tear did develop, and I was like, oh man. So I sent an email to the place that did it, because I'm sure, like, I was like, they'll just replace it, not replace it, of course not. They'll just, like, repair it, they'll patch it, whatever, you know, whatever they can do. Because the one I had before that, I actually had, it was, like, it was a lot of years old, and I was actually just cutting out, like, pieces of matched kind of canvas and, like, just gluing it fast. And it was working. I mean, it wasn't working great, but it was working, you know. And I'm waiting, and the guy never writes back. I'm like, what the heck? So, you know, I'm waiting, and I was like, you know what, the heck with it. So then over the weekend, I was like, well, I'll just drive down there on Monday morning and talk to the guy. Just say, hey, can you, because I wrote in the email, like, hey, can you take a look at it? I'll just bring it down. Maybe you can give me an estimate or tell me what's going on, what we think's going on with it and everything like that. And, I get there, and empty shop. I was like, huh. The guy's name was Dave, and I was like, oh, Dave's not here, man. Never has the Cheech and Chong bit been more relevant. I was like, oh, shoot. So then I called around, and then didn't really get anywhere. So looks like I'm going to be super gluing patches back onto it, which I hate, but I don't know. There's got to be a core reason. I mean, it should have lasted a lot longer, so I have to, like, kind of look into it. Maybe something's happening with it, with the frame or something like that. I'll have to kind of look. Which, you know, And I do love this car, you know, I love this little Roadster, but, boy, convertibles are tough, and Florida is a really extreme, as you all know, Radio St. Pete, you know, Florida, it's a really tough environment for vehicles. It's considered extreme, it's like the same as, like, Alaska or some of those really cold areas. Florida's the opposite on batteries and rubber parts and all that kind of stuff, and plastic parts. It just disintegrates it, you know. It's pretty amazing. The power of the sun. We should harness the power of the sun. But that costs a lot of money. My neighbor put in some solar panels. And then he hired a guy to come and cut part of my tree down. I was like, well, that's sad. He asked me first, but I was like, boy. You know, what are you going to do? No, don't do that. And so this guy's just chopping part of my tree down. I was like, this is sad. I was sad. Hey, you know what's not sad? Music. Let's play some of that. That'll uplift all of our spirits, right? And fix my convertible roof and help regrow that tree and all those other lies.
Nobody makes me bleed my own blood. Nobody!
Afraid duration. one to drag tonight. Someday you will know what it's like when everything's alright for a young suicide.
Shit I took isn't worth You gotta give me a ride.
I'm way too big to drive to the devil's house.
The unpublishable novel is now a movie.
The Hillbilly Hooker.
The Hillbilly Hooker. Was she too old at 14?
The Hillbilly Hooker.
She may have been poor white trash, but Fancy was her name.
The Hillbilly Hooker is coming for you.
Hillbilly Hooker, in color. Admission restricted.
Come on out and see me sometime.
Have you ever seen Point Break?
No.
Amazing bit in Point Break where they jump over fences.
Is there none? 29.
Patrick Swayze's just robbed this bank. Keanu Reeves is chasing him through people's gardens. And he goes to shoot Swayze, but he can't because he loves him so much. And he's firing his gun up in the air. He's like, ah!
Fancy.
Have you ever fired your gun up in the air and gone, ah?
No, I have not ever fired my gun up in the air and gone, ah.
All right, that was our friends Bob Goblin from The Adventures of Jet. Well, actually, Bob, weird thing. Bob Goblin became Adventures of Jet for like one or two CDs. I don't care. It doesn't matter. So I played for you Drag and Fairlane, which often went together because you could often drag race a Fairlane because they used to come with these big motors. But I digress. This is not, car racing extreme. I'm not smart enough for that show. I don't even think that is a show. Anyway, this has been the Indie Circuit. That's going to wrap up show 151. Thanks for listening, all you out there in Radio St. Pete listener land. And I hope to be here next week with a lot more crazy indie music. See y'all next week.